And of course, again, as I said, I'm your humble host and your fellow fanboy, doing best that I can to enlighten and entertain you with the Hero Smash Show. That's enough for now. Come back soon.
Meanwhile, back on Earth. On Earth.
Yeah.
And back. Time you guys gonna get here? I've been waiting forever, man. Sitting in the arcade and I'm just like,
wow, back on Earth. How you doing, everybody? Chilling in my room. I'm just trying to get in the mood to do this venture. Some simple plan.
Dreamer.
Storyteller.
I know most
writer.
Dreamer.
Rapper.
Hi, my name is Henry Shell, and this is the real life story behind Planet Shell, the Hero Smash Show, and the many, many other creative sides of me, which you are about to know.
Make some noise, rock the world before your time runs out. Let them know what you're about and just make some noise. Rock the world, no matter what your game. Make sure the whole world remembers your name. Make some noise, rock the world before my time runs out. You know what I'm about, I'ma make some noise. Rock the world, so when I'm out the game, just to remember my name.
So many years in the room. See, I have questions debugging me, but I'm kinda shy. Could go and get her, cause baby, I know better.
Alright, folks, I'm back at home base, and it's the middle of the night, like 4 o'clock in the morning, same night that I recorded that Meanwhile Back on Earth episode in the studio with my homegirl Deja, that's right, and that's what I'm listening to in the background. Actually, technically, I'm not really listening to it live because, like I said, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just kind of doing a little download. Meanwhile, Back on Earth episode. I felt so hype after the studio. I still want to listen to some more of Deja on the way before I went to bed. So I'm working on this episode, getting ready to post it. But one thing I didn't tell you guys about Deja and her mom was that we really have a ball when we get together, and they're really down to earth folks. And those girls are nothing but jokes every time I get around with them. So I was actually kind of thinking of getting them to appear on a couple of episodes of the Hero Smash Show with me, because you know it sucks being a single guy doing hosting and talking to yourself. So anyways, to make this thing short, I'll just sum it up by saying I gave them a little test drive on the drive to the studio. Got into a little conversation about you know, fanboy stuff, comic books, movies, that kind of thing, and man, it's pretty good, pretty fun and interesting. So I'm really hype. I'm looking forward to getting them behind the mic on a real episode of the Hero Smash Show. So this entry of Meanwhile Back on Earth is just simply to give you guys a little taste of what our conversation was like and what you might be able to expect on the upcoming episode featuring Deja, the singing protege, and or her mom, the manager, comedian. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Peace, enjoy.
Okay, seriously though, I'm going to interview when we go to the studio.
Absolutely.
For my podcast. You know about my podcast, right?
No.
Yeah, I have a couple podcasts.
What is
check
that?
It on my Facebook. You know what a podcast is?
No.
Podcast is just like, it's like an audio show.
Oh, okay.
Like basically almost like talk radio.
Oh, okay.
Except on the internet.
Okay.
And you just do like different, just
that's
talk
cool.
Different shows about different things.
I like the Hulk.
You like the Hulk?
Yes.
The movies or just in general the Hulk?
The old school.
The old school Hulk.
I like that.
Oh, they mean the show back? Yeah. You mean back in the day? Yeah.
I love that. He gets mad and then he turns green. I love that.
That's scary.
I know. It was it back. No. Back in the days when we were like the one in her age, like, it was one of those things where you liked
you
it,
wait.
But you were kind of scared too, but you couldn't.
See, with me now, with me now, I wasn't scared. I couldn't
at
wait.
All, couldn't wait.
My man.
No, it's true. No, yeah, because I was.
Every time he walks up to someone, I'm thinking, okay, that guy's going to piss him off. He's going
to. Yeah.
I loved it. And his eyes turn. Oh,
yeah.
God, that's the.
Love that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's Spider-Man. Yeah.
Is that Spider with the sand?
Yeah.
And he turns
into
a little
bit.
Yeah.
Get it confused.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. I remember Wonder Woman used to come on back to back.
Wonder Woman, that was Bionic the days.
Movie. Oh, I love Wonder Woman. I loved her airplane.
She was wicked,
her
man.
Her see-through airplane. What? What do you mean? And when she went up to the land where her mother was, oh, man. I was like, what?
The best was the spin to turn into Wonder Woman.
Yeah, and then when she took off her thing.
Yeah.
It comes back. She just... I love that. That, like, to me, it's more realistic. I just liked it.
The old school stuff. Mm. Yeah. See, I got to get you on my old school episode.
Okay, definitely.
Get you on my old school episode.
Every time I go to Walmart, I always look. You know, they have the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking for, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, but no, they have, like, Seinfeld. And,
Yeah.
That's not what I want to see. I want to see some good stuff up there, man. But Wonder Woman, the Bionic Woman. Bionic Man.
Million Dollar Man.
Yeah. Even Mr. T I liked.
Yep, 18.
Was it A-Team? Yep. I like that too. I pity the fool. Messes with me.
Did you see?
I even liked what is it called with Daisy? Daisy Duke.
Oh, the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, I like that. I love that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Of course, man.
Boss, the plane. Remember that show?
Fantasy Island.
Yeah, Fantasy Island, but that wasn't really like.
Yeah.
I like
that was kind of urban fantasy still though.
Yeah.
Because they were dealing with some like. There was like magical elements to it, mystical elements to Fantasy Island.
Yeah. You know what? It was a series that I really, really, really liked.
What?
And you know when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I hate science. I hate this. I hate that, right? But remember the V?
V, oh yeah. V was wicked.
Yeah.
Trust me.
See that.
The original.
I couldn't wait. Oh, my God. Remember their food was mice?
Yeah, yep. Yep. No, it was wicked. Yeah, it is dirty, but it's wicked. It was wicked.
Oh, my God.
No, they're aliens. But they look like...
But they came in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were...
They came in peace, and they looked like humans.
Yeah.
But then underneath, they were actually like lizard-like. Yeah.
Do you remember the one guy that fell in love with a girl? One was human.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those two, and they had a baby together? So the baby was
Half, yeah.
Yeah.
She was actually in that... I think she was in that movie, Spaceballs.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know Spaceballs?
No, I heard of the movie, though.
Yeah. She's black here, right?
She's black?
No, she has black hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where what's his name was on too, Freddy Krueger.
Oh yeah.
That was the movie. What he was first in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In V, he was like not the character Freddy. I'm just saying the guy who plays him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember now? Yeah.
The nose.
Yeah. V. They even did a remake of that last year on TV.
It sucked. It
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
I watched like 2 minutes and I'm like, nope. No. You like trust me, man. That
scare
was.
Me.
I'm telling you, when I used to watch the V, man.
Yeah.
I was like, scary movies? No.
No, you don't like scary movies either. Oh my God! See me and you, me and your campfire. See,
not
a scary movies.
Yeah,
exactly.
One time, Khadija was like, Khadija, we were watching a trailer of Orphan.
The Orphan.
Remember that with the Orphan?
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
So we're like, Khadija's like, Mom, I want to go and see that. I'm like, maybe. Right?
Mm.
So the day came out,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to go to the movies, and we saw the trailer again, and we're like, no. you know that.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? I don't like scary movies, and I don't like movies like Saw.
Yeah.
Like at work, I remember my friends used to tell, oh, you didn't go, no, you didn't see it? Oh my God, you're missing life. I'm saying, oh.
Life?
I said, life. Yeah, I know, eh? I said, don't lose mean? Life and run. And
wow, so I can't
her,
be.
So I said to her, well, "What's the movie about?" When she tell me what the movie about, in my head I'm thinking, "No, you, wrong with you.
Exactly.
Wrong with you. How are you gonna teach somebody a lesson, and if they don't make it through the lesson, them chop up on them?" Okay, you need to go right in a jail next to Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, what's it? Remember Hannibal Lecter? What movie was that?
Oh, Silence of the Lambs.
when my friend explained it to me, because when I first watched it, I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
I never
read. I didn't get it. Right? Because I mean, I ain't a doc.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Right? And you know what I mean? Until somebody put. Yeah. Did you realize how sick he was? He was messed. And I'm like, oh. And she's like, maybe you should watch Digging Mr. Nose. All right. Thank God, missing it over my head.
Nah, man.
I'm not into stuff like that, you know? Like, and I hate those movies, man. Like,
those movies with all the gory.
How are you going to put your money on that? That's that,
blood, guts,
to me, and that's a bad energy, eh?
Yeah.
I don't like
I'm with
that.
You in that. Trust me.
That's a bad energy.
That's the one area I don't cover in my show. Or,
yeah.
Because like, I'm not into it. I'm all the zombies and all
that. But like, why would you provoke that into somebody?
I just don't understand why people like it and find it entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why would you entertain? That's negative. That's scary. You know
just
what I mean?
Don't get
like
it.
A possessed little girl. No.
What?
You know.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
And those ones sometimes are kind of even more freakier. Like, they scare me even more, too, sometimes. I hate the violence, the gory-looking zombies and that stuff.
Yeah,
but I also get freaked out with those ones, like the possessed girl.
Because
those things, it's like, it's kind of loosely, like, it could be real. You know what I'm saying?
It kind of
freaks me out psychologically.
Well, do you know why I don't like it? Because it's a suggestion. It's like, it's suggesting that you can hypnotize somebody to make them feel that way.
Yeah.
And act like they're crazy and act like they're possessed.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? That's why I'm not too in at the church business sometimes, you know. I'm gonna tell you about an experience that I had, Sheldon.
Yeah.
Where the experience that I had, me can't even explain what happened to me. It's like me come out of my body. I look at me and I say, what do you trust me, man? I drove to work 2 days in a row and missed my exit.
Wow.
I was just so off.
Wow.
It messed me up, man.
Wow.
Anyway, you know when you go to like I forgot what they call it. Basically it's a bunch of people that go away on a retreat.
Yeah. Who gave you the look?
I saw her when she's so scary. Actually scary looking. Okay, so I saw the fortune. We're in like a flea market thing. I saw the fortune thing and I wanted to get my fortune read. But you have to be 18 or older. I was like, okay, whatever. So I'm like, mom, you should do it. She said, okay. Free willingly went. And then after she got her fortune read, and while she was getting her fortune read, she looked over at me and she smiled, and it was the creepiest thing.
Who smiled? The lady or?
Yeah, the lady.
Why you never telling me that? You never tell me
that. No, I didn't tell you because you were vexed with me that day. You didn't talk to me that day. And then, and then after mom was like, that was the worst thing ever. He told me to go get my fortune read. It's all your fault. You see you? And I'm like,
yeah. Like, y'all are going through it.
No. If you ever hear what a woman tell, you don't understand. Sheldon, you don't understand what we go through.
Yeah.
You don't understand what we go through. The woman tell me that. Ring up my head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who's this woman?
Hold on.
Who's this woman? They hold this woman hobby on me. And this and
what?
And blackness around me.
What?
And this and that. I said, holy shit. And how she can't get it off of me.
What?
And how many this and... Come see me next week. Let me tell you, man. When I went to go and see her, and she tell me... Oh,
you went back...
Yeah, so hold on. Hold on.
She went back.
Hold on. She told me that I needed to give her $2,000. I said, right. Her mortgage, she want me to pay. I was so effing mad in the woman's place that I started crying. Right? I started crying like a big baby. So I got so upset.
Yeah.
I went from crying to angry and I said, I don't give up. If a devil's around, I don't give up. I said to let make it king.
Oh,
make him kill me. Make him me on him. Make him kill me. Make him ever face me. Then he will see you walk. I'm like ready, you know. Who's this devil around me?
What?
You know. So she, okay. I don't know. She must have felt I was so distraught.
And you're by yourself too, eh?
Yeah. You don't do that to somebody who has a good heart. I think I have a good heart.
Mm.
The woman called me, you know, and said, "Oh my God." I'm so sorry I couldn't help, but I was thinking that you were on my mind all day. And that's what confirmed to me that
she was wrong. She did something wrong. Mm. She caused me to disconnect from my spirit. You can't do that. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. And tell me, I'm going to pray for you and this and that. I said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you.
No, because we were talking about the scary movies. Yeah. Now we're not into it.
Especially the Catholics, man. They're the worst for this.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. For sure. We won't be covering that stuff. I don't cover that stuff. Good. That's why I stick to my sci-fi and my superheroes.
Yeah, you can't get out of religion because, you know, then people...
yeah. But see, you guys... See, you say you don't know or you're not into it, but that's basically what I want, just someone to bounce off of. As long as you're living in this time, modern age, whatever, you see TV, you see movies, shows, you must have something to say about it. So,
of course.
Look how long we've been talking. And
I know, because so till we are most rich.
Yeah. So, that's it. I'll get both of you on the show.
Make people crack up. He's like, do you hear yourself? No, I don't. I don't hear myself.
You don't, trust me, but you...
People tell me I'm hilarious.
You are.